FAR EDC Foundation awards 50 scholarships at 2026 ceremony. Perez said the foundation's mission extends beyond financial assistance. He described efforts to combine scholarship opportunities with workforce development initiatives through partnerships with local industries. The ceremony featured keynote speaker Romeo Cantu, who shared his personal journey from the Rio Grande Valley to a career in media. He encouraged students to take pride in their background and be prepared to tell their personal stories. So, when people ask you, "Where are you from?" "Oh, I'm from FAR." "Well, where's that?" "Oh, I can see Mexico, and I can see SpaceX from my backyard." "That's how proud you are, and that's how proud you should be," Cantu said. Three former scholarship recipients also addressed the audience and reflected on their educational experiences. Cassandra Buccio spoke about being a first-generation college student and dealing with imposter syndrome. She said receiving a scholarship from the foundation provided validation and support during her academic journey. "That fear is real, but it does not define you. You are entirely worthy of your education. You belong in every single room you walk into, and you have earned the right to take up the space," Buccio said. Michael Morgan shared challenges he faced during his freshman year of college, including academic and personal setbacks. He encouraged students to remain resilient and maintain confidence during difficult periods. "I had proven that one bad year does not define who you are," Morgan said. Lizette Chavez discussed her experiences studying computer science and encouraged recipients to seek opportunities, build relationships, and remain engaged with their academic communities. "This year's scholarship recipients, this award is not just an investment in your education, it's an investment in your future and in the impact that you will make on others," Chavez said. The ceremony also included participation from the Rio Grande Valley Builders Association, a new scholarship partner. Johnny Vasquez, executive officer of the association, emphasized the region's growth and the need for skilled professionals. "The Rio Grande Valley needs you," Vasquez told students. "We are committed to supporting young men and women who are continuing in the trades." According to organizers, the Rio Grande Valley Builders Association presented three special scholarships during the event. The ceremony concluded with the presentation of 50 scholarships to students from local high schools, recognizing academic achievement, leadership, and community service.